Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Infinite by Laurie M. Lee, performed by Jessica L. Macy.
Chapter 1. I lived in the home of the man I'd killed. The thought didn't occur to me until 2 months after his death, when the nightmares began. Maybe because the palace had been an opulent and spacious distraction, its white halls and crimson banners a convincing veneer. Maybe because Kal Ninu hadn't been a man at all. Or maybe because a part of me, a part I didn't want to acknowledge, was just as cold as the infinite. The idea worried me sometimes, but the nightmares were quick to chase away the notion. Besides, if it was true, seeing Avin every day would hurt less. The pain never kept me away, though.
Where are you going today?
The mirror on the wall showed my brother, Reeve, standing behind me, his arms crossed as he tried and failed to keep from scowling. To anyone else, he would have looked adequately imposing, but I only smiled. We weren't in the labyrinth anymore, and his ongoing struggle to accept that I no longer needed his restrictions amused me. Instead of answering, I picked up the comb on my dressing table. I ran the fine metal teeth through my hair, taking my time to untangle the knots in the long, black strands. The comb had been a gift from Avin. Its curved spine fit comfortably into the groove of my palm, and it shone a lustrous blue. Using it always made me think about how little the old Avin would have valued a pretty comb. This was all so wrong. In the last few months, I had grown used to living in the palace, but it was that comfort that made me uneasy. The room I'd been given, I had begun to think of it as my room, was twice the size of the freight container I'd shared with Reeve in the labyrinth, not even counting the attached washroom. Colorful, tightly woven tapestries hung from white stone walls. A fire roared in the hearth, kept burning by a servant who came and went only when I wasn't here, because I'd refused to be attended by the palace servants. Thick rugs warmed the floor. A massive bed sat imperiously.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?